Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
Keep your feet warm, and then what you're feeling there. 798-35.
798-35. And your name?
Yes, ma'am. Mara Iglesias.
And for security, confirm the address, please.
7242 First Street, Canutio, Texas. 798-35.
Thank you. I have the account located for the contest entry for the mixer by the Bite Sub service. How can I help you?
You said I won, and you were supposed to charge me shipping charges only.
Okay, I think there may have been a small misunderstanding to the offer. The offer that was being provided was a sweepstakes entry. We're providing that to all new customers to our service. If you're the winner, you do pay just shipping. But in order to enter it, though, you do have to sign up with us. We provide recipe guides that help you cut carbs and boost energy each month until you decide to discontinue. But you'll be re-entered into the contest until you do cancel.
When you're in situations that are unexpected, so
That's not what you said. You're being fraudulent because that's not what it said on all the things that I signed. They never even mentioned the recipe or that we had to join or anything, and you charged me $59.
It was explained in the terms and conditions, so I sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding.
No misunderstanding. It was not. It was not. I know it was not. That's why I joined it. And since you said it was Walmart, I thought it was. Otherwise, I wouldn't have even done it because that's what you do to sell products. You didn't even. It didn't even say anything about Ultra Health and what have you. It just said that it was from Walmart was giving them away. The contest. So I placed a dispute on that, and because I'm not gonna get anything except that I should report you to the Better Business Bureau because I am sure I will not get anything but the recipes. And look how much money you're making instead of $5. Hello?
I'm listening.
And that's ridiculous.
Okay, and I do apologize for any misunderstanding, ma'am. It is explained, but I do apologize for any confusion with our service.
Well, I want my money returned.
So here's what I've actually done. I have canceled this account to prevent any future charges, effective immediately. Now, because you have filed the dispute already, what's going to happen is your financial institution is going to give you a temporary credit while they do an investigation on the charge. Once they do that investigation, though, at the end of it, they do have to honor the company's billings at that point, which would mean it's reapplied to your account. But as long as you give us a call back with your bank on the line and have them drop the dispute on our recorded line with theirs, we would be able to issue a courtesy credit, okay?
I thought they should have stopped it. Because they did my card. Okay, well, that's why you're bad for other companies because I have not ordered anything like that because I've been gypped before. It's false advertisement. Thank you. And I'm going to call Walmart.
I do understand, ma'am. Well, we look